Oasis Audio presents the Edgar Rice Burroughs Authorized Library.
Tarzan and the Forbidden City by Edgar Rice Burroughs. Read for you by Ben Dooley. Forward. When I was a young man growing up in the gray days of the Great Depression, it seemed that Tarzan of the Apes was always there. The familiar image of the mighty loincloth hero appeared routinely in comic books and comic strips, big little books, toys, games, and colorful ads huckstering everything from Tarzan bread to Tarzan ice cream. For kids of my generation, he was a merchandising phenomenon decades before the advent of Star Wars and James Bond. He was the original Superman before a refugee from the planet Krypton appeared to appropriate the title. Those were rough days for most adults, but when life is at its bleakest, that is the time when people need heroes. As a child of the so-called Dirty Thirties, it was a kind of golden age before television, when the need for colorful heroes was assuaged by the hypnotic magic of radio, comics, and Saturday matinee movies. Back then, a popular image of the iconic Jungle Lord appeared each weekend in the four-color comic section of our local newspaper. Powered by the kinetic images of artist Bern Hogarth, this was a dynamic Tarzan who really swung. Newspaper editors must have agreed, because Hogarth's Tarzan always graced the front page of the eagerly awaited comic section, pushing the Lone Ranger and Little Orphan Annie to the back pages where they belonged. One of my earliest memories is that of my parents escorting me to a movie double bill at our neighborhood theater. One of the films was Tarzan Escapes, starring Olympic swimmer Johnny Weissmuller as the vine-swinging Hollywood ape man. Like most first impressions, the film has remained strong in my memory. Who can forget that hair-raising final sequence in which Tarzan and Jane plunge desperately through a fetid swampland imperiled by giant reptiles and sucking quicksand. Like most moviegoers, I was unaware at the time that the genial monosyllabic Weissmuller was a mere Hollywood Tarzan, not the authentic King of the Beasts described in 24 published books. Those books were the works of an author named Edgar Rice Burroughs, the man who practically invented jungle stories and whose name on a movie meant cash at the box office. Most of the stories I wrote, Burroughs once admitted, were stories I told myself just before I went to sleep. Such a yarn was Tarzan of the Apes, scribbled in longhand on the backs of old letterheads and odd pieces of paper. It was based on one of his nighttime visions of a splendid alter ego who did not have to cope with city crowds, business failures, or the problems of raising a family. Dressed only in a loincloth and with a knife between his teeth, he could zip his unfettered way from one end of Africa to another without even touching the ground. He'd swing on vines in a jungle Eden. What a way to go! ERB sold his vine-swinging fantasy subtitled A Romance of the Jungle.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?